Pirate's Gold, written by Paul Shipton.
My name is Megan, and this is my family's incredible story. One day, my dad decided to open a pirate museum. He loved the history of pirates, so we moved into an old house by the sea. A long time ago, the house belonged to a famous pirate called Redbeard.
You're going to love it,
Dad said to my brother Harry and me. Not many people visited the pirate museum. Then, one afternoon, three men arrived. Dad showed them the museum.
This is Redbeard's telescope and his sword, and these are Redbeard's clothes,
Dad said, and he pointed to a model pirate. The three men weren't very interested, but then...
This is Redbeard's treasure map,
said Dad.
Redbeard hid some gold. Nobody knows where it is, because we've only got half of the map.
The men were very interested now. Suddenly, one of the men shouted,
Now, Dave!
Okay, Steve,
said Dave, and he pushed Dad. The third man, Phil, grabbed the map.
What are you doing?
Asked Dad. He was angry and afraid. Steve pulled the other half of Redbeard's map from his pocket.
We are looking for Redbeard's gold,
he said. He put the two pieces of the map together.
And now I know where it is.
The men were robbers. Steve looked at the map. He didn't know it, but I looked too. The map was of our house. The robbers pushed us downstairs into the cellar. Phil and Dave started to dig a big hole.
Look, a tunnel, said Harry. It's Redbeard's secret tunnel.
Dave, you stay here and watch them,
said Steve.
We are going to get the gold.
He grabbed my brother.
And this boy is coming with us. The tunnel is small, and so is he.
The two robbers climbed into the tunnel with Harry. Dave watched Dad and me. I wanted to run for help, but the robber was between me and the cellar door. Dave was big and very strong, but he wasn't very clever. Do you know about Redbeard's ghost? I asked. When somebody looks for his gold, the ghost gets angry.
I don't believe in ghosts,
said Dave, but his eyes were big now. Suddenly, there was a noise behind him.
What's that?
Said Dave. It's Redbeard's ghost, I shouted. Dave jumped back, hit his head and fell to the floor. Of course, it wasn't Redbeard's ghost. It was our cat. What are we going to do? The robbers are going to find the gold, I said. Then I had a fantastic idea. I told Dad and he ran upstairs. He told me to wait, but I was worried about Harry. I climbed into the tunnel. I knew the way. Because of the map, suddenly I saw Steve and Phil in a big cave. Then Harry came out of a small cave. My brother had a big wooden chest with him. Steve opened the chest and smiled. It was full of gold coins. Redbeard's gold.
I'm rich!
Steve shouted.
There's the girl from the museum!
Shouted Phil suddenly.
Quick, run!
Shouted Harry. But it was too late. Phil grabbed me. He pulled me over to my brother.
What are we going to do?
Harry asked me in a quiet voice. Don't worry, I said. I've got a plan. Dad is coming soon. The robbers picked up the chest, but suddenly a man appeared. A pirate. He had a sword and a big red beard.
Stop! Do not touch my gold!
The pirate shouted. Don't worry, I whispered to Harry. It's Dad wearing Redbeard's clothes from the museum. But the robbers didn't know this. They were very scared.
Help! It's a ghost!
They shouted. They dropped the chest and ran away. Suddenly, there was another voice behind us.
I am the ghost of Redbeard.
Dad was standing at another entrance in pirate clothes.
Where are the robbers, Megan?
Dad asked. They ran away, I said. You scared them.
No, I didn't,
said Dad.
I've just arrived.
If you weren't the pirate they saw, I said, who was it? Harry's eyes were big.
It was a real ghost. Redbeard's ghost.
Back at the museum, the police arrested the three robbers. Dad told the police about the gold.
The tunnel is under your house,
said the police officer.
It's your gold.
That's right, I said. Redbeard stopped the robbers, but he didn't stop us. So now, Dad is making the pirate museum bigger and better. When we moved here, Dad said to Harry and me,
You're going to love it.
He was right.
Wow, come on, this is going to be so exciting, isn't it?
Look at that.
I knew you'd love it.